Radio, 98.3 FM WCQM, Park Falls, a Civic Media station. This is 98Q Country.
ABC News, I'm Justin Finch. Secretary of State Antony Blinken is in Israel as the U.S. continues to call for a humanitarian pause on Israel's attacks on Gaza. ABC's Ian Pannell in Israel has the latest.
Overnight, ABC News learning the U.S. has been flying unarmed Reaper drones above Gaza to help get hostages out. The drones equipped with cameras and sensors that can intercept voice and data communications.
The House Thursday passed a $14 billion bill to aid Israel, but with no aid for Ukraine attached, it's expected to fail in the Senate. President Biden today is hosting Western Hemisphere leaders at the White House, then traveling to Maine to meet with the families of victims of last week's mass shooting. The Labor Department's October jobs report is expected to show a hiring slowdown last month. Economists still predict that about 170,000 jobs were added. This is ABC News. New information in a major lawsuit against an e-commerce giant.
The Federal Trade Commission and 17 states sued Amazon back in September, accusing it of violating federal and state antitrust laws. Newly unredacted portions of the suit claim Amazon used a secret algorithm that helped the company raise prices on other online sites and destroyed some internal communications as the FTC was investigating the company. It says Amazon executives use a feature on the popular Signal app which erases messages. Daria Albinger, ABC News.
A Western Pennsylvania nurse is facing 17 new attempted murder charges. 41-year-old Heather Presti was accused back in May of killing two patients by injecting them with excessive amounts of insulin. Pennsylvania Attorney General Michelle Henry now says 17 patients who have been cared for by Presti have since died.
This defendant was a medical professional charged with caring for these individuals.
Justin Finch, ABC News.
Congratulations to the Prentice Buccaneers volleyball team on reaching the state finals. This victory is proudly brought to you by Rubens Sales and Service in Prentice, Wisconsin. At Rubens, we're your one-stop shop for all your steel needs. We offer both new and used steel, buy and sell old cars and trucks for scrap, and are always ready to deal in metals and deer hides. Visit Rubens Sales and Service on Highway 8 in Prentice, Wisconsin. Cheers to the Prentice Buccaneers for an outstanding season. Go Buccaneers!
Now at Menards, save big money on your next project with 11% off everything. We carry a great selection of blinds and shades that provide the perfect fit for any window in your home. Get window images, room darkening, cordless 1-inch vinyl blinds trimmed to width for free starting at $11.99 after rebate. Get 11% off everything now at Menards. Good through November 5th. Savings are a mail-in rebate. Some exclusions apply. See store for details.
Save big money at Menards.
Finding great candidates to hire can be like, well, trying to find a needle in a haystack, but not with ZipRecruiter. Its powerful technology actively finds and invites qualified candidates to apply to your job. So while other companies might deliver a lot of hay, ZipRecruiter finds you the needle in the haystack.
See why 4 out of 5 employers who post a job on ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate within the first day. Try ZipRecruiter for free at ZipRecruiter.com/free. That's ZipRecruiter.com/free.
Wisconsin Radio Network News, I'm Ted Ayland. Authorities are asking hunters to look for clues connected to the Reedsburg teen who has been missing for almost 5 months. With gun deer hunting season nearing, the Wisconsin Department of Natural Resources has requested hunters to immediately call 911 if they find something out of the ordinary that could be related to the case of James Yablonski. The Sauk County Sheriff's Office adds that if something suspicious is located and could be connected to the teen's disappearance, they ask hunters to try not to disturb the evidence or area near it and wait for law enforcement to arrive if possible. The sheriff's office says there's currently no updates on the investigation of the Yablonski case. A man charged with the deaths of two women in Green Bay is accused of assaulting a corrections officer. Criminal complaint states that Richard Sotka was upset with the Brown County correctional officer he allegedly beat up after a search of his cell turned up several contraband items last month. Staff at the Brown County Jail responded and were able to subdue and restrain the 49-year-old Sotka, who was awaiting his March trial in the fatal January stabbing of 58-year-old Rhonda Sigelski and 53-year-old Paula O'Connor at a Green Bay duplex. The officer who was attacked was treated and released from a local hospital. Two bills aimed at shutting down Madison's World Naked Bike Ride got another public hearing at the Capitol this week. Delafield Representative Cindy Duco told an assembly committee that a young girl was photographed participating in the June event.
You would go to jail if you did that in any other circumstance other than in this bike ride, because the district attorney in Madison said it was for social justice causes.
Unlike an earlier Senate committee hearing, opponents of the bill testified, including a participant who read a statement from the mother who allowed her daughter to ride. It's not clear whether the legislation will advance to either the full Senate or Assembly. You're listening to Wisconsin Radio Network News.
Here's Heather with the weather.
Well, it's beautiful out there, sunny and 75, almost a little chilly in the shade. Now, let's get a read on the inside of your car. It is hot. You've only been parked a short time, and it's already 99 degrees in there. Let's not leave children in the back seat while running errands. It only takes a few minutes for their body temperatures to rise, and that could be fatal.
Cars get hot fast and can be deadly. Never leave a child in a car. A message from NHTSA and the Ad Council.
They are our love bugs and companions. They are our pets, our family, and they make life better. When we face unexpected challenges, so do our pets. That's why we're on a mission to support people and their pets. Whether donating a bag of kibble, sharing an Instagram post of a lost cat, or welcoming a foster pet into your home, every bit of kindness counts. Visit PetsAndPeopleTogether.org to learn how to be a helper in your community. Brought to you by Maddie's Fund, the Humane Society of the United States, and the Ad Council.
A fatal hit-and-run crash on Milwaukee's north side Thursday morning. Milwaukee police say shortly after Wauwatosa police stopped the pursuit of a stolen vehicle, that stolen car collided with another car. The driver of the struck vehicle, a 32-year-old Wauwatosa woman, was killed in the wreck. Milwaukee police are on the lookout for the driver of the stolen vehicle, who fled the scene. And Amtrak's Hiawatha service between Milwaukee and Chicago has a new fare schedule and new cars.
A new variable ticket pricing system replaces the $25 ticket with a sliding $19 to $31 fare based on demand and advance purchase. That provides lower cost tickets during off-peak times while capping the maximum fare at $31 each way. Amtrak has added newly delivered rail cars on Hiawatha trains with features including wider aisles, more accessibility, quieter interiors, and smoother rides. Bob Haig, Wisconsin Radio Network.
Here is the Price County Senior Dining Menu looking ahead to Monday. Now, all your meals come with bread, butter, and milk. You can call them for more information and to order your meal. They're serving up baked potato on Monday with butter and sour cream, chili, tropical fruit also. Price County Senior Dining, locations in Park Falls, Phillips, Brentwood, Ogama, and Kennan. Reach them at 715-339-2158.
Great food at the Badger's Den Sports Bar and Grill on County Road W in Phillips, Wisconsin. Wing it up at the Den with Wing Ding Wednesdays. Thursday steak night featuring 16-ounce ribeyes. Friday fish fry with pure batter parmesan crusted cod. And be sure to stick around for late night happy hour from 8 to midnight with $2 domestics and $5 tall mixers and post recipe pizzas available anytime at the Badger's Den Sports Bar and Grill on County Road W, where it's never a question of whether or not there's entertainment, but who's playing this weekend.
Here's your 98 Q Country weatherology forecast. We have a chance of snow showers today with a high near 44. Winds will be out of the west at 5 to 10 miles an hour. There's no snow tonight, just mostly cloudy skies, a low around 20 with a northwest wind up to 5. Winds turn to the southwest Saturday up to 5 miles an hour with mostly sunny skies and a high near 41. There's a slight chance of rain Sunday with a high near 43 and a south wind of 5 to 15 miles an hour gusting up to 25. We'll see more chances for rain Monday with a high near 46 and a west wind around 15 miles an hour. I'm weatherology meteorologist Michael Cotter, and that's your forecast on 98 Q Country. Right now it's 36 degrees.
Explore an array of positions suited to your qualifications and support your local community by working with Price County. We offer job stability with competitive benefits, pay, and advancement opportunities. Your chance to make a difference is here. Apply at co.price.wi.us and seize the opportunity to grow while enriching your community.
Disabled or an elderly Medicare beneficiary with questions about Part D prescription benefits? The Disability Rights Wisconsin Medicare Part D Helpline is here for you. Ask about saving money on your Part D premium, deductible, and co-pays. Call the Disability Rights Wisconsin Medicare Part D Helpline anytime. 1-800-926-4862. 1-800-926-4862. Medicare's annual open enrollment runs October 15th through December 7th.
Today's Outdoor News is brought to you by J&A Services.
J&A Services Marine and Power Sports now has two locations to better serve you. With over 20 years in the trade, Bernie Services all makes and models of Power Sports and Marine out of his shop on Highway 182. Call him at 414-902-0449 for times and availability, and check out Hot Shot Secret Performance Products and Renegade Race Fuel to provide top engine performance for your ride. Selling Chilton trailers and a BMS authorized dealer, handling new dirt bikes, enduros, scooters, side-by-sides on display at his new showroom located inside the Sugar Bush Bar off of Highway 182 on Sugar Bush Road in Park Falls, Wisconsin. Yes, the bar is open and is stocked with fly racing, alpine, accessories, apparels, and more. At J&A Service Marine and Power Sports, here to serve the Northwoods in Park Falls, Wisconsin. Visit them on Facebook.
I'm Tim Lesmeister, and this is from the pages of the Outdoor News, sponsored by Fleet Farm, serving the outdoors since 1955. I just had a nice long conversation with a friend of mine. He raises wire-haired dachshunds to track deer that have been wounded in the field. He said there's a mistake that every hunter makes after they pull the trigger, and I'll tell you what it is. But first,
Fleet Farm's got even more Black Friday Now deals for those who just can't wait. Baronet's Radar Hunting Blind is on sale for only $89.99. And get 50 pounds of Safe Step Rock Salt for just $4.99 a bag. Save on 20-pound bags of KT Wild Bird Food, now only $8.99. Plus, get select sizes of whole cashews and mixed nuts for only $5.99. Enjoy these Black Friday Now deals and more at Fleet Farm, home of everything you need for everyday life.
So this deer comes into view. You take the shot. You know you've hit it, but then you get down out of your tree stand or out of your ground blind, or you move from where you're hunkered down to where you think that deer fell. There's no blood, and you have no idea where this deer ended up. This happens a lot, according to a friend of mine who raises wire-haired dachshunds that track deer. He said that a lot of times an individual will take the shot and not really pay attention to the direction that the deer goes, or take advantage of any landmarks that might be available. He said there's almost an amnesia sometimes, and maybe it's that adrenaline that's pumping, and then that deer is off and running, and you don't know where it's going, and you have a hard time finding it. So the thing he says to do is keep your head in the game the entire time during the hunt, so that when you pull that trigger, you stay focused on the direction that deer ran, and you look for any landmarks that you can use to pinpoint where that deer went down. It's a lot easier to find it if you keep your head in the game. This is from the pages of the Outdoor News.
Introducing...
Hi, folks, this is Keith Evans. Maybe I can take the blue
out of your brown eyes, baby. You know, I don't know, it just makes me feel good. It's all you.
It's my station. 98Q Country. Jenny grew up wild like a Blackfoot daisy, out in the shack with a blue tick hound. Broke as hell, but blessed with beauty, the kind that a rich man can't turn down. She caught the eye of an oil man dancing one summer night in a dime store dress.
Champagne, she was all uptown wearing that white gown, taking his last name. She could hear those church bells ringing, ringing, and up in the loft that whole choir singing, singing.
all the taste. We were a few beers shy of freedom. I had my hands around your waist. You said, babe, I'm getting cold. I said, climb on in my jacket. You already know, like my heart, you can't have it. Oh, I don't remember what the radio's playing. I was hanging like the moon on all the words your lips were saying. All I know is there was magic in that Chevy, baby. You were growing, I was throwing stars like confetti. Ah, stars like confetti. Ah. Yeah, rusted truck, dusted up boots, and high on a perfume bus. That sea forever sky wasn't near as high as us.
Let's 98.3. Online at 98qcountry.com.
We got winners, we got losers, chain smokers and boozers, and we got yuppies, we got bikers, we've got thirsty hitchhikers, and the girls next door dress up like movie stars. I love this bar. We got cowboys, we got truckers, broken-hearted fools and suckers. We got fighters, early birds and all-nighters, and the veterans talk about their battle scars. I love this bar. I love this bar.
He's going to be doing a couple of shows. He's been having some health issues lately. A classic from him there, from Toby Keith. Birthdays, anniversaries, we're going to get to that. Then we're going to chat with Mike Clemens, our Packer and Bucks and Badger guy. We normally talk to him at 9, but we've got volleyball coming up, so Mike Clemens will join us. I'm looking forward to this chat because we got some Rasul Douglas stuff to talk about that's pretty interesting. Birthdays, anniversaries, and the cake giveaway next. Give us a call if you got somebody today or this weekend. 715-762-3221.
Football season is back, and no matter which home team you root for, there's one thing everyone in the Midwest can agree on. If you're tailgating or grilling at home, nothing beats a freshly baked Village Hearth bun. An old-fashioned hot dog bun is the perfect accompaniment for a brat or a hot dog and all the toppings your little heart desires. And for the best burgers, you just can't beat the Village Hearth classic bun. So head to the store and pick up some Village Hearth buns. The weekend is almost here.
Congratulations to the Prentice Buccaneers volleyball team from the Crossing Point Cafe in Prentice, Wisconsin. We're cheering you on to victory at the state tournament. Special shout out to our stellar blocker, Kayla Gillette. Swing by for skillets, omelets, fresh salads, and tasty wraps. Truckers, you're welcome too. We're connected to a full-service truck stop at the Prentice Travel Center, serving breakfast and lunch daily with dinner on Thursdays and Fridays, featuring our fabulous fish fry with haddock and walleye, paired with a full salad bar. Fuel up for success at the Crossing Point Cafe, located on Granberg Road in Prentice, Wisconsin. Go Buccaneers!
What I know about courage, I learned from my adoptive mom. She said sometimes you just gotta hold on and know we'll get through this.
Mom, we are so high up. Hold my hand.
No, you hold my hand.
Here we go.
Learn about adopting a teen from foster care. You can't imagine the reward. Visit AdoptUSKids.org to find out more.
I learned patience from my adoptive dad. All he had to say was,
"Hey, you got this. Just breathe." Hey, we're pretty good.
Yeah.
Might have to start a band.
I got it.
Learn about adopting a teen from foster care. You can't imagine the reward. Visit AdoptUSKids.org to find out more. This message is brought to you by AdoptUS Kids, the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, and the Ad Council.
Are you ready, gang?
Yeah!
Okay, then. Hicka hacka firecracker, sis boom ba. Happy birthday, rah, rah, rah.
Birthday. Now you're 1 year older.
This is your birthday.
Happy birthday to you.
All right, celebrity ones, and then we'll give away that cake. Kendall Jenner, the daughter of Bruce, now Caitlin, and Kris Jenner, 28 today. We got Colin Kaepernick. There was rumors that he might be a Viking quarterback when Cousins went down, but not going to happen. 36 for the former San Francisco 49er quarterback, Colin Kaepernick. Dolph Lundgren, the Swedish strongman actor, is 66 today. Kathy Kinney, the actress, is 69. Kate Capshaw, actress, Indiana Jones and others, is 70 today. Dennis Miller, funny man from Saturday Night Live. He did Monday Night Football a little bit there. He is 70 today. Roseanne Barr from The Roseanne Show. And she's had quite a storied career. 70 today for Roseanne. Larry Holmes, the heavyweight boxing champ from 1978 to 1985. Larry Holmes is 74 today. The original Lionel Jefferson on All in the Family, Mike Evans, born on this day in 1949. He passed in 06. Ken Berry, TV actor, F Troop, Mama's Family, and others, born on this day, 1933, passed in 18. Michael Dukakis, one-time Massachusetts governor, ran for president back in 88. Michael Dukakis is 90 today. Charles Bronson, the actor, the Death Wish series, The Dirty Dozen. Ooh. Charles Bronson, born on this day, 1921. He passed back in 2013. And Bob Happyfeller, the Baseball Hall of Famer, born on this day, 1918, passed in 2010. On the local scene, we got Joe Klepak from Family and Friends. Joe, happy birthday to you today. Hope it's a fantastic day for you. Your name goes into the box. And I do not have Austin. He is out roaming the world. He's going everywhere, flying around. He'll be back in a week or so. So I'm going to have to do this myself. This is not being audited or looked over by anyone. My eyes are closed, though, I promise. Mixing up the birthdays and anniversaries. And here it is. The winner of the cake is going to go to, Marion Smart, who celebrated way back on Monday. Marion, you got yourself a free cake courtesy of the bakery department at Super One. Congratulations. Our sports reporter, Mike Clemens, joins us next.
I am obsessed with Ulta Beauty's early Black Friday sale because I can find up to 40% off my beauty favorites each week. Shop deals like Tarte Shape Tape Concealer at 30% off. I'll also be gifting myself. And $15 cleansers from brands like Tula and Philosophy. Plus, up to 40% off select hair tools like the Revlon One-Step Blow Dryer. Find the gifts that bring joy to everyone on your list this holiday, especially the gift you give yourself. Hurry in store or place your online pickup order today. Ulta Beauty. The possibilities are beautiful.
K&A Services Marine and Power Sports now has two locations to better serve you. With over 20 years in the trade, Bernie Services all makes and models of Power Sports and Marine out of his shop on Highway 182. Call him at 414-902-0449 for times and availability, and check out Hot Shot Secret Performance Products and Renegade Race Fuel to provide top engine performance for your ride. Selling Chilton trailers and a BMS authorized dealer handling new dirt bikes, enduros, scooters, side-by-sides on display at his new showroom located inside the Sugar Bush Bar off of Highway 182 on Sugar Bush Road in Park Falls, Wisconsin. And yes, the bar is open and is stocked with fly racing, alpine, accessories, apparels, and more. At J&A Service Marine and Power Sports, here to serve the Northwoods in Park Falls, Wisconsin. Visit them on Facebook.
The next time you buy a cart full of groceries, make that car payment, or write that big mortgage check, ask yourself, what would my family do if I wasn't there to buy those groceries, make that payment, or write that check? If you didn't like the answer, ask a State Farm agent about life insurance and start getting some answers you will like. Welcome to that place where doing it for them meets doing it today. Get started by contacting State Farm agent Diana Skowinski, Highway 13, Park Falls.
This is a special alert to all Americans who own a vehicle with less than 200,000 miles with an auto warranty about to expire or with no warranty coverage at all. Due to a decline in the economy, CarShield is announcing a low-cost, month-to-month vehicle protection plan that is now available to the public to save any driver out-of-pocket expenses on future auto repairs. Call now to find out how you can pay almost nothing for covered auto repairs. Yes, you heard that correctly. Pay almost nothing for covered auto repairs. An open phone line has been established for all drivers to call for a free quick quote. Call 800-838-4715 now. Drivers who are covered will not have to pay for covered repairs again. This protection plan is at an all-time low. Additionally, drivers who activate this vehicle protection today will also receive free roadside assistance, free towing, and car rental options at no additional cost. Call us for your free quick quote today. 800-838-4715. That's 800-838-4715. What do you have to lose? Call 800-838-4715. Again, 800-838-4715.
This weather update is sponsored by Hansen HVAC Heating and Cooling, your local Armstrong Air dealer of Phillips and Manitouish Waters.
Here's your 98 Q Country weatherology forecast. We have a chance of snow showers today with a high near 44. Winds will be out of the west at 5 to 10 miles an hour. There's no snow tonight, just mostly cloudy skies, a low around 20 with a northwest wind up to 5. Winds turn to the southwest Saturday up to 5 miles an hour with mostly sunny skies and a high near 41. There's a slight chance of rain Sunday with a high near 43 and a south wind of 5 to 15 miles an hour gusting up to 25. We'll see more chances for rain Monday with a high near 46 and a west wind around 15 miles an hour. I'm weatherology meteorologist Michael Cotter, and that's your forecast on 98 Q Country. Right now it's 37 degrees.
All right, our guy, Mike Clemens, our sports reporter, he's out and about. He's covering everybody, everything, the Bucks and the Packers, and he might even hang out in that Brewer locker room, even in the off season. Mr. Clemens, how are you today?
Pretty good. After a very dramatic week, I'm calling you from the media office we've got here at Lambeau Field.
Okay. Yeah, this was, you know, with the trade deadline, there's always some interesting things that happen, but boy, this defensive back thing with Rasul Douglas has a lot of people scratching their heads, doesn't it?
Yeah, you know, this goes back now. You know, here's a couple of things going on. First of all, the Packers get off to a great start and they beat the Bears. And then they let a game slip away against the Atlanta Falcons. And, you know, they're unable to score and at least get in the field goal range. And so they lose that one.
Mm-hmm.
But then they lost to the Lions, who are a very dominant, powerful team, right, on a Thursday night here. And they got beat up. And, you know, Joe, that's kind of reminding me of last year where the Packers went to London and they were surprised by a very physical Giants team. And Aaron Rodgers, you know, ended up seriously injuring the thumb on his throwing hand. And they lost the next five games in a row. And it's starting to be this way for Green Bay for different reasons. But they're now in a five-game losing streak, 2-5.
Yeah.
And so Rasul Douglas started to get vocal. I remember when after that Monday Night Football game in Las Vegas against the Raiders, he started raising issues about, you know, this, we should have won this game. We're a better team than that. And, you know, there's probably, even though we held them to 17 points, there's things that we could have done on defense, maybe get a turnover to help out our offense. But, you know, everybody's got to dig down and play a little bit better. And those kinds of comments are a little bit crossing the line than what Packer players are usually, you know, they insist that they represent the team and the league and whatnot. But, you know, whatever. It's a veteran who's concerned, and he's really kind of the only vocal leader they've got these days on that defensive team. So then they lose to the Vikings, and similar kinds of comments, but all of a sudden you hear breaking news, they've traded Rasul Douglas to the Bills for a third-round pick, and the Packers also had to give the Bills a fifth-round pick in next year's draft, and it's like, did he talk out of turn?
Yeah.
And no, Brian Gutekunst came in and said, you know, look, the Bills had started to call. One of their defensive backs was lost for the season last month with a torn Achilles. They just had to put another one on IR for he's got a lingering ankle injury. And they're kind of desperate because they're a team, you know, with a shot at the playoffs, maybe the Super Bowl, and they needed something like and they found a seller, as they call it, in the Green Bay Packers, because the Packers are 2-5 and doesn't look like they're going to the playoffs this year. But it has really been a punch to the gut to the locker room, because Rasul now ended up in Buffalo and he said, yeah, you know, I thought I was just being a vocal leader. I was, you know, I'm one of the few veterans we've had injuries. Jair Alexander was cross-side me, one of the highest paid defensive backs in the league. He's been struggling through a back injury. And we got, you know, so many young guys on this team. Yeah. And he said, I got a call about a half hour before the deadline. Hi, this is Brian Gutekunst. You've been traded to Buffalo. And he said, what? He said, he thought it was a joke. It was a short phone call. Yeah. And a minute or two later, Mark Murphy says, Rasul, yeah, this is Mark Murphy. And he goes, yeah, I recognize Mark's voice right away. He said, yeah, we've traded you to Buffalo. I want you to come on upstairs. We want to talk to you about this. And so the next thing he knows, okay, I'm going to the Buffalo Bills. They're 5-3. They got a great quarterback. They've been going to the playoffs every year. Maybe I get a chance to get to the Super Bowl. But when he went in to start cleaning out his stuff, it was Tuesday. It was Players' Day off. The place is a ghost town. Matt LaFleur wants them home with their families to rest up. He said Aaron Jones came in. They'd become friends, the running back. And so they sit down in some chairs by the sauna, and next thing you know, they're in tears. They're crying. They can't, because you know what? It's not only they're sending away one of their players, a guy that had become a close friend, but it also means an end of their season, too. Like, we're not going for it here now.
Right, exactly.
We're totally in a rebuild. Keyshawn Nixon, another defensive back they picked up off the street a couple of years ago, just like Rasul, he's in tears. And so, you know, these guys play for each other, they're teammates. They're hoping that together they can, you know, be the kinds of teammates and players to get to a Super Bowl. But they struck out, you know, two or three times in those last years with Aaron Rodgers. And now, you know, early returns as well. They're not going to the playoffs this year. And it's been like a visitation in that locker room all week.
There's two things I took away from that. Number one, for Gutekunst to say it was a deal we couldn't refuse seemed like a bit of a stretch. And number two is, like you just said, they see where Jordan Love is at. They see where the team is at. It probably ain't going to happen this year. So they figured, well, maybe it's time to move this guy. Whether, like you said, it was what he said or it was just time to maybe say, you know what, we're going to be young. We're going to be really young. Let's move this guy.
So here's what Brian Gutekunst, as general manager, is facing, okay? He did unpacker-like things, un-Ted Thompson-like things, the guy that he learned from, in those last 4 years with Aaron Rodgers. They spent a lot of money, a lot of future money, too, to bring in, like, the Smith brothers, the two outside linebackers from two different teams. Adrian Amos from the Chicago Bears, who was a really good safety, you know, and so they had, like, a four-year deal with him. They brought in Billy Turner, an outstanding offensive lineman. They were spending money, plus still trying to re-sign some of the guys that they wanted to keep. And they just spent $107 million for Rashawn Gary, making him one of the highest-paid outside linebackers. And the next day, you know, the Bills say, all right, we'll give you a third round. And Brian is looking at next year already. He's like, I got to get a left tackle.
Yeah,
I got to get a really good safety in here now, because these guys have moved on. And I'm still in salary cap hell. And the way things are going, I might need to get a quarterback.
Yeah, exactly. Sunday noon, Packers will have it for you right here. The Bucks, Damian Lillard, it started out really good, but we all kind of thought, I think, Mike, that this is going to take a little while for this to gel. This isn't shocking to anybody that they're struggling a little bit early, but we're all pretty confident that this is going to come together, right?
Yeah, and, you know, it takes a while for these teams, you know, these players, rather, to have a little chemistry. Also, you know, let's not forget, your head coach is a first-time, you know, head coach, so Adrian Griffin's learning things. And then, you know, you really had a bad game the other night in Toronto where the Toronto Raptors, they kind of outpaced them. You know, like the young Bucks were about 4 or 5 years ago. I mean, they just blew past them, you know, a lot of fast breaks. I think they had like 50 rebounds. And so, you know, Griffin's got these veterans now that can stand back there and shoot 39 points their first night for you, that kind of thing. But they have to improve their defense and get that settled down in these next few games.
Well, is the basketball world just going to explode when Giannis and Wemby match up and they're both playing point guard and they're both like 7 foot whatever they are?
That'll be expensive tickets, don't you think?
Oh my gosh, Wemby is he's the real deal, isn't he?
Yeah, and you know he's huge. I think he's like 50 stories tall. Yeah. That's the last that I heard.
Exactly. We got the Badgers coming up. We got the Bucks, by the way, right here in 98Q all season long. Badgers in Indiana. There's nothing better than a four-way tie atop that Western Big Ten division, is there, Mike? Oh, yeah. It's a meaningful game.
Yeah, well, you know, and there again, first-year coach and learning the ropes and going between, you know, the Paul Christ roster and this one. But then, you know, losing his quarterback broke his hand. And now Braylon Allen, their star running back, he came out in the second half last weekend with his foot in a boot. And the Badgers have been kind of mum on just how bad that was. So they got their work cut out. But they're playing a struggling Indiana team tomorrow down in Bloomington. They're like 2-6 or so. And yeah. Hey, by the way, speaking of Indiana, I wonder, will they do a tribute to Bob Knight during the football game?
I would certainly think so. They do something there, yeah.
So let me tell you a quick story. It's like 2006,
Yeah. And
I'm invited to a Legends of Lombardi event at the Mark Plaza Hotel in downtown Milwaukee. And it's, you know, $100 a plate and all that, and I got invited as a reporter. And they were all there. Yeah, they were all – I mean, there was Kramer and Max McGee and Bart and, you know, all these guys from that Lombardi team. And more current players, too, like Lynn Dickey and so on. And so the keynote speaker – was Bob Knight. And so Chuck Mersin, do you remember Chuck Mersin? He was a guy who was Lombardi picked up as a free agent because his running backs like Donnie Anderson and all that had been injured.
Okay.
It was this 67, the Ice Bowl year, the last year Lombardi was in Green Bay. And so they pick up this Chuck Mersin, and he ends up just having this great flash where even in the Ice Bowl, he makes two or three key catches in the drive to set up Bart Starr for that quarterback sneak. Yeah. And Bob Knight comes across the room and sees Chuck Mersin, says, "Hi, Bob Knight, are you Chuck Mersin?" "Oh, yes, coach, yeah." And Bobby Knight takes a chair, turns it around, straddles it, and sits down and goes, "Chuck Mersin," he goes, "I got to tell you something. I was at Bill Parcells' house in Texas, and we watched the tapes of the Ice Bowl just to figure out the pure competition and the guts it took you guys to win that game. Tell me about it." He's like interviewing. Because he's such an addict on winning and competition and that kind of thing. He wanted to talk to Chuck Mersin on what it took to win the Ice Bowl. That's how dedicated and you know, crazy to win Bob Knight was.
He had a drive to win, no doubt about it. And the Big Ten will it's gonna be interesting the final 4 weeks here. All got four teams at 3-2. I think Iowa, Wisconsin, Nebraska, Minnesota. If any of those four teams win that West, I don't think it's a surprise to anybody, is it?
No, probably not. Probably not. But, you know, against, you know, both your football teams this year, they're evaluating the roster, you know?
Yeah, exactly. Mike, thank you so much. Enjoy the weekend. And what do we got? The Packers is home? We got
against the Rams.
Against the Rams. Home game. We got a home game, so you get to sleep in your own bed. Congratulations to you. So, all right.
Thank you, Joel.
Thank you so much. Have a great weekend, Mike.
You too, pal.
Mike Clemens, he's our guy, our sports reporter. He'll be at Lambeau Field. He's everywhere. He joins us each Friday, normally at 9 o'clock, a little bit early, due to Prentice Volleyball, which is coming up next. This is Prentice Buccaneers State Volleyball on 98Q Country and at 98QCountry.com. All of today's action is brought to you by Reuben Sales and Service, by BC Auto Repair, also brought to you by Northwoods Greenhouse and Ice Cream, G.A. Miller, IMR, Industrial Machine Repair, and also brought to you by your year-long sports sponsors, Forward Bank, Forward Insurance, Heckman Auction, Industrial Air Products, Northwoods Community Credit Union, Jeff Haken and Roofing, Shawamigan Home Furnishings, LPK Dental, Phillips Lumber, and Do It Best Hardware, Woodruff Appliance and TV, and by Park Falls BP.
Congratulations to the Prentice Buccaneers volleyball team on reaching the state finals. This victory is proudly brought to you by Reuben's Sales and Service in Prentice, Wisconsin. At Reuben's, we're your one-stop shop for all your steel needs. We offer both new and used steel, buy and sell old cars and trucks for scrap, and are always ready to deal in metals and deer hides. Visit Reuben's Sales and Service on Highway 8 in Prentice, Wisconsin. Cheers to the Prentice Buccaneers for an outstanding season. Go Buccaneers!
Get ready for some high school sports action this weekend. The Prentice Lady Buccaneers are headed to the state volleyball tournament Friday. G.A. Miller, your hydraulic hose and fitting specialist for over half a century, is proud to sponsor these talented athletes. Join us in celebrating the Lady Buccaneers' journey to success. And when you require hydraulic expertise, count on G.A. Miller. Celebrate their victory both on and off the court. Go Lady Buccaneers. G.A. Miller, your trusted hydraulic solution.
All right, welcome to the pregame. In just moments, the Prentice Buccaneers taking on Newman Catholic, Wausau Newman Catholic in Division 4 state at the Rec Center in Green Bay. Head coach Mike Murphy, nice enough to join us. Obviously, coach, like a few years ago when you made it to state, just a special, fun, exciting time for the girls, for the team, and for the community, right?
It is fantastic, Joel. We didn't get the pomp and circumstance a few years ago when we played because of COVID, so it's nice to make it and make it for real, quote unquote. The girls are excited. The community is, even Phillips, people I've seen are so happy for us. It's been a great week.
Let's talk a little bit about the opponent, because not too often you go to state and there's a conference opponent in your first round at state. It's a little bit of a testament to the strength of the Merriwood, but is that familiarity something that it doesn't really matter, I guess, is what I'm asking.
I think it helps us. Yeah. We've played Newman twice this year. They've beat us in two close matches. I think we still have something left in the tank for him. I told the Merriwood commissioner he owes us dinner, because you got two Merriwood teams in it for the Final Four. So yeah, I think it's going to be a good match.
What does talk a little bit about the Newman team? Obviously very talented, but what is some of their strengths that you've seen this year from them?
Oh, they're very, very disciplined. They got great defense. You know, Betty's going to have them. Coach Lang is going to have them ready to go, and they play great volleyball, and they're hard to score points against, and we have to do everything we have to score points against them.
Well, as you went into this season, Coach, you've had some very strong competitive teams. Seems like each year you've coached. What were your expectations as a coach going into this year? Did you think that the talent was there to get to this state level, or did they just surprise you and kind of build throughout the year?
Well, I'm glad my girls can't hear this interview until after we played, but I kind of thought this would be a rebuilding year. I have a young team. I have two seniors that start. Otherwise, we're sophomores. We have sophomore and juniors. Kind of expected a little bit of a letdown compared to last year, and they surprised the hell out of me. And now we have the winningest team in Prentice history.
All right. And that leadership, very important, obviously, probably coming from your older girls, your seniors, always a big part of a success, right?
Well, Leah being on that state team 3 years ago as a freshman really helps. It really helps younger girls kind of understand what it takes, the mental mindset, how to get ready for this game that we're getting ready to play. and just, you know, knowing that we're capable of it. We can do it, and we have preached mindset and mental toughness the last few days. Obviously, going into Frederick at the sectional final, I don't think they knew what hit them. We played some of our best volleyball to date so far.
Talk about the strategy a little bit of volleyball, because some people may not understand when you talk about basketball, football, baseball. A lot of people kind of understand the basic strategies of that. Talk about volleyball, the momentum within the game, and some of the strategies that maybe people who don't follow volleyball, some of the strategies that typically coaches look at this high school level.
Well, we talk about in-system and out-of-system. In-system is the perfect volleyball play, you know, the opposite team serves at you, you have a great pass, the setter puts up a great set, and the hitter gets a chance to attack the ball. Well, that's in-system. If you watch any volleyball, you'll see that most, from eighth grade up to the national team, most of the time you're out-of-system, meaning you don't have a great pass, you don't have a great set, and you have to be able to score points somehow without that great set up to the net. And we practice that a lot. We practice how to score points with a back row attack or with a offside attack or my setter looking for an open spot on the opposite court to put the ball and try to score points. Try to score points that you normally wouldn't score. We don't want to give the other team what we call free balls. That's just a pass over the net and let them be in system. You don't want to do that at all.
Right. I think one of the most athletic plays in any sports, whether it be the libero or whoever may make the play, is that initial dig either off a serve or off a spike. It's some of the most athletic moves that we see volleyball players make, I think. And we see it with Wisconsin Badgers women's. We've all got a taste of this now on national TV. But just some incredible athleticism on those digs and balls, Coach, that it probably would hit me in the face. I mean, it's just incredible what these girls do. It's amazing, isn't it?
It is. And when you get to this level, obviously your opponents are good. So people are really hitting balls. And if you notice Prentice at all, I warm up every match we have with my libero. And that started a bunch of years ago because we had an odd number of girls. And so one girl didn't have anybody to warm up with. So I would warm up with the libero, and it's just to get him ready. And I've played volleyball at a very high level. And for my libero to step in and be willing to dig those balls, she's not scared of anybody hitting at her.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Well, it's a very special time, Coach, and we congratulate you and the girls on your accomplishment. But I know this, you made it, you said, 3 years ago. But I think the goal for this team is not just to get here, right?
No, not this year.
Yeah.
Were we happy to be there a few years ago? Of course. Did we try our hardest? Of course. I don't take anything away from that team. There's just a little something with these girls that just being there isn't good enough. We want to bring home some hardware.
All right. Coach, good luck to you today. Hope to see you in the championship game tomorrow. Enjoy the time with the girls. Thank you very much.
Thanks, Joel.
You bet. Coach Mike Murphy, head coach of the Prentice girls volleyball team, and we've got all the play-by-play coming with Jeff and Scott in just a moment.
Congratulations to the Prentice Buccaneers volleyball team from the Crossing Point Cafe in Prentice, Wisconsin. We're cheering you on to victory at the state tournament. Special shout out to our stellar blocker, Kayla Gillette. Swing by for skillets, omelets, fresh salads, and tasty wraps. Truckers, you're welcome too. We're connected to a full-service truck stop at the Prentice Travel Center, serving breakfast and lunch daily with dinner on Thursdays and Fridays, featuring our fabulous fish fry with haddock and walleye, paired with a full salad bar. Fuel up for success at the Crossing Point Cafe, located on Granberg Road in Prentice, Wisconsin. Go Buccaneers!
Get ready, Prentice! The Prentice Lady Buccaneers are headed to the state volleyball tournament this weekend. Proudly supported by IMR, Industrial Machining and Repair on Air Park Drive in Prentice. IMR is your one-stop shop for precision CNC machining, welding and fabrication, solid works and master cam design, rapid prototyping, and custom cylinder manufacturing. Join us in celebrating the Lady Buccaneers and their journey to victory with IMR's dedication to excellence. For all your manufacturing and fabrication needs, IMR has you covered. Celebrate their triumph on and off the court. Go Lady Buccaneers! IMR, your CNC machining and fabrication champions.
Got Scott Heckman along with Jeff Hagan here bringing you girls volleyball. It's the state semifinals here, Division Four. Jeff, it's the Prentice Buccaneers facing off with a Newman Catholic Cardinal.
Yes, Scotty, it's going to be a fun night. You can feel the energy here in this building. I have that vibe of a state basketball tournament that Prentice is so used to knowing that feeling right there. It's the number three Prentice Buccaneers at the number two Newman Catholic Cardinals. And a third time's a charm, Max, we're going to call it here tonight. Newman has beaten the Buccaneers twice already this season, 3-1 and 2-1. One thing I like about that is that we've won a set in each of these matches, which gives our girls a little bit of confidence coming into this one right here. Two similar sized crowds right here. I think both schools got a couple few hundred people here at this game. It's loud. It's energy. I haven't seen a student section like this in Prentice in a while. It's pretty big over there, Scotty. A lot of excitement. They're all here. A lot of excitement for Prentice right now, and nothing like hometown small sports when they make it to a big event like this. It's a really cool thing. But it's been a great year. These Buccaneers have been down to state back in 2020 in the COVID season. I think this one feels a little bit more legit.
Okay. And they're going to announce that Newman Catholic, they have number one, Camille Silbielski, number three, Paige Gold, number four, Lexi Rice, number five, Anna France, number six, Grace Holter, number seven, Anna Carlson, number 10, Ashley Jankowski, number 11, Kate Kearns, number 12, Madison Keene, number 13, Annika Sven, number 14, Lily Shields. Number 15, Lauren Beal. Number 16, Lexi Rutinski. Number 17, Peyton Gustafson. And for the Prentice Buccaneers, Jeff.